This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The Medrash comments on the pasuk Vayikach Korach that Korach took Lakach Mekach Rala Atzma. He took a bad merchandise for himself. What are Chazal getting at that he took bad merchandise for himself? As if for others it was good merchandise, it was just bad for him. Furthermore, Rashi says, Korach Shepikeach Haya, Korach was a smart man, Ma'arol Ishtosu. Why did he see fit to perform this act of complete foolishness? Why do Chazal consider what Korach did shtos? Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz in the Tfaras Yonasan explains as follows. The well-known story in Masechta Brachos and Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us that when Rabbi Gamliel exerted his authority over Rabbi Yeshua, they wanted to remove him. And the question is, who's going to be the new Nasi? And the Gemara says, well, should we appoint Rabbi Yeshua? And the Gemara says, we can't appoint Rabbi Yeshua, he's the Baal Masa. Meaning, if somebody needs to be removed because of a situation and an episode with another person, then that other person cannot be the Mamala Makam. He cannot fill that role. Otherwise, it's going to look like it's a setup. It's going to look like he incited the whole thing so that he should take over. So from here we learn that if somebody needs to be removed, or someone's challenging someone else's position, while that position may need to be changed, nevertheless, the person who challenged it, or the person who's responsible for the change of position, cannot be the Mamala Makam, cannot fill that new role. And therefore, Chazal say, Korach, ma rol ishtozu? Korach, why did you see fit to get involved in this foolishness? Don't you know? You stand nothing to gain. You can't be the new leader, because if you're challenging Moshe Rabbeinu's leadership, you're the Baal Masa. If you're the Baal Masa, then maybe someone else could take over for Moshe, but not you. You're like Rabbi Yeshua taking over for Ram Gamliel. So how do Chazal answer that question? When Chazal asks, why did Korach see fit to perform this foolishness? The answer is he saw the shalsheles, that he saw the lineage that would come from him. So Korach figured that if Moshe Rabbeinu was the leader, then that would be bequeathed to his children. However, Korach said, look, I'm going to fight Moshe. Now I know that I'm not going to get anything out of it for myself because I'm the Baal Masa, but maybe it will go to my children in the future. So Korach did it for his children and grandchildren. But for himself, he got nothing out of it. So he's lokach mekach ra la'atzmai. He got a raw end for himself because he stood nothing to gain. Because it wasn't going to him anyway. As says Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz, he's the Baal Masa. That's why Chazal say, lokach mekach ra la'atzmai. But it was a shtus, because to get involved in a machlokes that you have nothing to gain, in lecha shtus gedol mizu, there's nothing more foolish, nothing a greater illustration of an act of shtus than this act of Korach, says Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz in the Sefer Tiferes Yehoinasan. Wishing everyone a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.